Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, my colleague and co-host, and John Hardy of the FDD. Quickly, Bill, before I turn to you for a question. John, my memory of the spring of 22 is the Russians said these four provinces, Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk, Crimea, denazification, demilitarization, no NATO, and new elections. I remember all those major points. Is that what they repeated at Istanbul last week?
So the elections, to my knowledge, were not part of it last time around. I think, in general, their demands are much the same. With the kind of wrinkle that the situation on the ground is different now. So while the Russians control a bit more of Donetsk Oblast, et cetera, in general, the amount of territory they control now is much less, given that they've withdrawn from the area around Kyiv back in spring 2022. And Ukraine is in a better position militarily. Ukrainians are less reliant on Western support than they were at that point in the war. And Russia has very little prospect of taking additional large swaths of the country. So I think right now there's really no reason for the Ukrainians to capitulate on their red lines, which include kind of no restrictions on the Ukrainian military, defense industrial base. No kind of permanent forswearing of joining NATO or other military alliances, and no changes to basically no Russian meddling in internal Ukrainian affairs. So I think the Ukrainians are in a pretty good position, and it just remains to be seen whether the United States will begin to put more tangible leverage on the Russians.
Bill, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
Yeah, John. So there's a big debate, and there has been since this war began, is this a territorial war, a war to gain territory, or are the Russians fighting a war of attrition, trying to grind down the Ukrainian military until there's a collapse? What is your opinion of this? And if it's the latter, if it's a war of attrition, do you think the Ukrainians could win that type of war over time?
I mean, certainly this has been a war characterized mainly by attritional fighting, punctuated by brief periods of maneuver. I think right now, attrition is really the name of the game, and it's the contest of who can kind of remain standing the longest. I think that Ukraine, they're not going to be in a position where they can retake large swaths of territory, but I think they have a really good shot at kind of holding the Russians to minimal gains and for a very high cost, and eventually exhausting the Russian offensive potential. I'm not saying that's guaranteed, but I think they stand a really good shot, especially if they continue receiving U.S. intelligence and material support. Like I said, I think there's really no reason for them to capitulate on their red lines, which, by the way, I should have mentioned, one of them is also no recognition of Russian control over the occupied territories. And that's one thing that the Russians are demanding at these talks in Istanbul, which is international recognition of not just Crimea, as the U.S. offered in that April framework, but also the other four as well.
John, we just have 30 seconds, so I come to this observation right now, that what we're describing is a war that could go on for years, months. Why is the gossip is that Putin's been told if it lasts for another year by his general staff, we'll win. Is that something that's imaginable on their present position?
Obviously, I have no idea what he's been told in private. I think that's really unlikely. As I said earlier, I think it's really, really unlikely that Russia takes the rest of these four territories by military force. I mean, they just don't have the military means to do so right now, and they probably need a significant period to rest and rearm and regenerate force quality.
So we'll put it down to braggadocio from the Russian General Staff. John Hardy, FDD, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late, or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Because you're only human, Hill Science does more. Most days my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill, or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hills, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.